Good day, good morning, good evening. How the heck are you? Did you have a terrific Christmas? Welcome to the More Podcast. I'm Claire and this is...
Anna.
So, we're talking about our favourite subject today.
We are, and it is food.
Crosswords.
I mean, how well does she know me? A dyslexic crossword is the least favourite. We're talking about real food, aren't we?
Yeah, so this storyline is unfolding with Slimming World, which you're going to hear about a lot more in group and also in your Slimming World magazines and the blog. And it's talking about this element about keeping weight loss real and how Slimming World does that. And real food, I think, is perhaps something that people might not always associate with that diet mentality.
Mm. It's revolutionary, isn't it, to think that you could lose weight and eat normal real food. And that is what I fell in love with the moment I met Food Optimising and Slimming World, is that this is real food for real people to be eaten, you know, so you're never hungry. Because I don't know about you, I'm not a nice person when I get hungry. And I like to eat food. I like to eat a lot of it. And I like nice food, normal food, not to feel like I'm being told that I have to only eat lettuce. So this is about real sumptuous stuff.
Yeah, and especially at this time of year, you know, we're sat here a few days after Christmas, still got the Christmas attire on, the Christmas tree is still twinkling behind you.
Yeah.
And this can be a bit of a confusing time.
Can be.
You know, this week can almost drift into what day it is, what month it is, what year it is.
Yes.
And it can get a bit confusing by the messages we're bombarded with of eat more, eat everything, eat with your family and you will be happy, you know, if express your love with food. And that can sometimes get us to a place which isn't necessarily great.
Yeah, there's so much information and messaging about, you know, to be content you should eat what you want, and to lose weight you have to restrict. And for me, the only way I've ever stayed content in my weight loss journey and weight maintenance is by eating the food that I love, but learning how to adapt the way I cook and I shop so that I can eat with my family, eat with my friends, still have the big bowls of pasta that I love. But I've had to learn to do things slightly differently than I did before I learned how to food optimize.
Well, on this episode, people will be pleased to know that behind us, the oven is on.
Oh, and I can see it glinting.
People get the choice. People get the choice on this podcast to either watch us as well as listen to us, because we are also releasing this on YouTube. So we will do the grand reveal of what's in Claire's oven at the end. But right next to me, I do actually have one of the latest Slimming World cookbooks, which is One Pot Magic. Just talk us through these cookbooks, Anna. So these come out in group, they're for members.
Yeah.
What type of things are in these cookbooks?
So we have an incredible team at our head office that writes and creates these cookbooks, and they are all food optimized meals. So these are meals that you can create using food that everyone is going to have in their homes and their fridges that create filling meals. But again, they're part of the plan because they're very filling, but for very few calories. And we use things like free food. That is the center stone of our plan. So these are created, like this book is brilliant because everything's done in one pan. And I don't know about you, I love that because there's no washing up apart from one pan. Again, what we really try and do with our recipes is make them recipes that the whole family can eat, whether that's you and your partner, you and your six kids, you and your family, whoever you need it to be. These are recipes that you would find in many other cookbooks, but it's the way we've cooked them that has been different.
Yeah, and that idea that you find food that fits into your lifestyle,
yes,
as well, and that everybody likes. And, you know, there are thousands of recipes on the app, in these cookbooks.
I mean, it blows my mind. I've been around for a very long time at Slimming World, and how every week I seem to find something different, something that, you know, whether we want something Mexican or Thai, or we want something traditional like a roast dinner, we've thought of everything and food optimized it. And I love that at the touch of a button, I can search in the search, you know, I've got an aubergine, what can I do with that? Equally, if I want to try something different, the new cookbooks that are ever evolving, you know, I can just think in the last year how many different books we've had come out that meet so many different tastes. So I'm a massive fan of these because I am not very good with my imagination when it comes to food. And I can get stuck in the rut of the kind of same recycle of six kind of recipes. And actually what I found is the cookbooks have taught me very simple ways to make tweaks. One of my favourite is called, you know, Take Five, just five little ingredients. But these are things that my daughter will eat, my husband will eat, my mates will eat, that I can cook. And we both know I'm not the best cook. So, you know, it's taught me how to use ingredients in maybe a way that I would have got stuck with before. Like, for example, pasta. I probably had 4 pasta recipes, and now I could name you 25, 30 different pasta recipes that I could make today.
I mean, you know, the idea behind Slim World is finding foods that fill you up.
Yeah.
They never let you go hungry.
Yeah.
And then you will still lose weight.
Yeah.
You can understand how, if people are new to the idea around Slim World, that that could potentially be quite, well, a bit strange to get your head around, because we are often fed this message that, you know, when you're losing weight, you're on a diet, you deprive yourself, you restrict yourself.
Yeah.
So I can, is there a way that we can kind of explain between us of how Slimming World is different?
It's very simple. I think understanding that notion, you don't have to be hungry to lose weight. What we need to give you is food that's very filling for very few calories. So our program, Food Optimizing, is built on unlimited free food. Now, this is food that is so low in calories, but so filling. Well, you can have in unlimited amounts as long as you're not cooking with fats, oils, or butters. So it's understanding that once you're full, you're far more likely to stay in a safe place because you're satisfied. You're not getting that kind of emotional drive of being hungry and then seeking out anything. This is also food that is full of nutrients. So things like vegetables and fruit, lean meats, proteins, things like plant-based products. So again, it's really food that's really good for you. But because it's in unlimited amounts, it serves your appetite so that you don't get hungry. Because I've lost weight being hungry, and it really didn't last very long because the hunger then drove me to triggers. And actually, when I'm satisfied by a brilliant free food meal, I'm satisfied. I'm no longer thinking about my triggers and the things I want to eat. So it's kind of a win-win physically and psychologically.
The thing that really surprised me about Slimming World, I suppose, was just that change that I was called upon for myself to make as a member. So what I mean by that is, not just thinking about the food I'm eating in order to lose weight, but actually to find a happy medium, like a good lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, the habits that we're changing and, you know, the behaviours that we're forming are ultimately to help us get to our target weight. But not only that, but stay there.
Yes, and enjoy the process. So it's understanding how you behave around food, the food that is going to give you the nutrients and the filling power and keep you healthy, but also how you can sustain this long term. And that's why it's really key for me as a consultant and Slim World as a whole, that you enjoy that process. Because again, I've lost weight where I've restricted everything, and then the moment you start to bring in things like your crisps or your cake, you just feel like you can't balance it. But actually, what Food Optimizing will teach you to do is fill up on that very low calorie, really dense food, and you can have still the things that you like because you're choosing how you're going to integrate them into your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah I mean, there's so many different layers and ways to understand Food Optimizing. Mm. But I suppose also the idea around flexibility, because yeah, not everybody has got time to stand, I don't know, say at this kitchen island where I chop right here, and I've got the, I don't know, someone like Married at First Sight on repeat.
Nice.
In the background.
Good choice.
And I'm chopping all my vegetables. But that could be like ages kind of planning and prepping,
yeah,
and
yeah,
doing lots of meals. Sometimes you just need something quick. Get it done, get it gone.
This
and
is me.
A game changer, excuse me for stealing your word.
Oh, it's all right, I'll let you have it.
Game changer for me was when last year they released Slimming World Kitchen.
Yeah.
And these are these recipe boxes where you literally, in a bag, have everything that you need.
Tell
and you have
do.
A little in fact, you can pull out a booklet, it's right, because we're in my kitchen.
Look at these.
So you get this booklet, and I think I've got one somewhere behind me still ready with a couple of recipes left. But this allowed me to really mix things up, learn
yes,
new recipes, and within half an hour, I've got everything that I need to make my tea. I can turn it around and be eating it.
Yeah.
And that just shook it up a little bit for me. And you don't have to be a Slimming World member to, you know,
yeah,
have a go and try Slimming World Kitchen to have a taster of what these recipes are. But this really helped me.
Again, do you know what this really helped me with? It was another thing that was taken out of my thought process. Actually, I made the order, it was delivered. I didn't have to think about my menu planning. I just had to choose it. I'm also a massive fan. What's really helped me is, like, we have the range of ice and the lunch pots, for me, have them in my freezer, 8 minutes, I can pop it in the microwave and don't have to think. And that's what I've learned along the journey, is finding what works for me personally, because how you live is very maybe different to how I live. And I love the convenience of the Iceland range and buying the veg ready chopped. So it does fit with me. I don't have to fit with it. Yes, I've had to make changes to be able to lose weight and keep it off, but actually it's very versatile. You know, we have two very different lives, and we're still food optimizing following the same program, but in very different ways. But Slimming World Kitchen is so much fun, and it allows you maybe to come out of your comfort zone. Like, I can become very safe in what I cook, but actually, you know, cooking up, I made a Chinese recipe the other week. I'd never have thought to use those things. I didn't think I had the skill set, but this has given me the confidence that I'd go and replicate that tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think really generous portions as well, was yes. We buy meal for two. Often we can squeeze out another little cheeky
lunch.
Portion.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for.
And again, a thing that's really key to us as eaters is that I'm a volume eater.
We're eaters.
Yes. But I'm a volume eater. I like food and I like big portions, and knowing that I can eat that safely and protect my weight loss and lose weight is a really comforting thing, because actually, to think about living a life where I'm going to be hungry and not satisfied terrifies me. But actually knowing, because I fill up on such big portions, that's not something I then need to think about.
Yeah. And actually, you can watch where we unboxed the Slimming World Kitchen box. And we were in the Slimming World Kitchen.
You were.
Is that the right phrase? I don't know.
We were in the test kitchen, weren't we?
Yeah, you can watch that. It was on a previous YouTube podcast of Slimming World Podcast. So, how does the crux of the plan work? Can you just give us a bit of an oversight of, if someone was to join Slimming World, they're going to get their member pack. We've got one right here. It says on the front here, something wonderful is about to happen. You receive these packs. You can see I've got a food diary there, which is very well filled in with faces and everything.
Oh, I love it.
But they receive this pack, and it talks through what the food optimizing plan is. Are you able to just give us a little bit of an insight?
Yeah, so there's three very, very simple steps. Step one is that unlimited free food. There's no weighing, no measuring, no counting. No hunger is the biggest thing. As long as those foods aren't cooked with any oils, butters or fats, they are unlimited. And it's really key you understand they are unlimited. And that is things like your lean meats, your poultries, my favourite thing, the rice, the pasta, the potatoes, things like pulses and beans. I mean, the list, there's 357 of them. It's huge. So that is unlimited. And that is to probably satisfy about 80% of what you're going to consume each day. Then in addition to all that unlimited free food, we need to make sure your fiber and calcium is protected. So you get what are called healthy extras. And these are portions of food that are calcium rich and fiber rich. But they need to be measured, because those type of things are in quite small packages but high calories. So we need to make sure they're measured to protect long-term weight loss. And then the final step of our plan is called Synergy, SINS. And think of it about completing the whole. We know that we like a glass of wine, a packet of crisps, a bar of chocolate, and we need to keep those things in small measured amounts in so we can sustain a lifestyle. But they're almost the polar opposite of free food. So free food is huge portions and very few calories. What you've got to think about SINS as is very small packages and very high calorie. And normally where we have the biggest emotional attachment. So that's why they are in small measured amounts, so that you can consistently lose weight. But it's really key that we get all three steps in, so that we are feeling satisfied, we're getting our nutrients covered, and we're also having that fun.
Yeah, I mean, the food and the psychology of what I've learnt, you know, next week we're going to be talking about support, aren't we? And the kind of community backing that you get as part of your membership. That understanding of the role of food and maybe how I was using food emotionally in a way that I had never ever really thought about, because I think you can see in the, you know, it's a very competitive industry in the health and fitness world, where you can buy a pill for this and who knows, gosh, take injections, and there's all kinds of quite scary things out there. But I needed to kind of understand why and what I was doing, and that layer of, I don't know, observing what I was doing and my behaviour, so that that light bulb moment happened for me to learn for myself, so that I unlock those layers of understanding of my journey. And I always think of it as like changing my relationship with food, because it really felt like, when you talk about like SINS and the synergy, there was no balance for me.
Or with me.
The the sins and the way I was using them was just, it felt like some kind of out of control. And I didn't really understand why, and I'd almost normalized that. And it took me a little while to kind of unpick some of the habits around that. But I knew I needed to. But what I didn't have until I joined Slimming World was the how.
Yeah, and I think that's what you gain in group and with the online community, is the how are you going to make these changes? Why are you making these changes? And how we're going to support you, and how these can be built upon. Because sometimes we feel like with a weight loss journey we should have it very quick, and actually learning how to cook, learning how to prepare food differently, then learning the habit changes around foods that are triggering to you, it's really key that all those pillars are in place so that you can lose weight, but more importantly keep that weight off. And that's what's so key about that individualized support that you'll get in group, is that you'll learn about yourself. And this is a for me and for members I meet on a daily basis, it's a journey of discovery, but it's a very personal journey, isn't it? Because the things that I may struggle with food may be very different to yours, but at the center of it all is that we want to make habits, we want to change our habits but get them to stick.
Yeah. So in terms of places, if people want to start looking into Slimming World recipes, there are a number of different ways that people can do that, even if they're not a member. So be that in the magazine, Slimming World magazine, brilliant, there is a Slimming World blog, even on the YouTube channel, Slimming World YouTube channel, you've got cook-along videos as well. I mean, it'd be really interesting, actually, if people who are watching this podcast on YouTube, just type in the comments right now, what is your go-to Slimming World recipe?
Oh,
yeah, it'd be really interesting just to see all those different responses.
Could you choose one? I don't think I could nail it down to one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a really tough one. Oh, I mean,
chips. Something with chips.
Oh, chips. A Slimming World chip.
One of the changes I really... Friday nights for me was always about fish and chips and mushy peas, yeah? And then I turned vegan and I wasn't eating fish, but you can get... like, you know,
fishless
fingers, right? So I made the change to that, and I knew that the fishless fingers, they were very low in sins. Not a free food, but low in sins. I know how to make Slimming World chips, and I know how to make mushy peas, sometimes with a little bit of mint sauce.
Oh, I try vinegar
in the mint mushy peas.
Yeah, try the vinegar in the mushy peas, babe. Bit of malt vinegar.
But you know what, it's that was one of those choice situations where I wanted to protect my weight loss, I wanted to continue my weight loss journey, but it was a habit that I had for Fridays. So I looked at how can I food optimize this situation, and I look forward to it.
And I truly believe, and we've done this before in the podcast, you can food optimize anything. If you want a pizza, we can help you work that in. If you want, I don't know, southern fried chicken, we can teach you how to do that. So the only thing that's going to stop you is your self-limiting beliefs. And that's why I really loved the support of group, because they always kind of challenged that for me and said, hang on, you want a pizza? We can sort you out a pizza. It's going to be a different looking pizza, but you will get what you want out of this. You've just got to do it in a different way.
Shall I go get what's in the oven out? Because it's smelling pretty good.
Yeah.
You can talk through what the recipe is. You can do the grand reveal and then I will show.
Oh, so is it going to look like this? So Claire has made... where am I looking? Peanut butter and courgette bake. This is 4.5 centimeters of per serving because we're using peanut butter. But I don't know if you can see this beautiful picture. I like to eat with my eyes, but this looks phenomenal. It says, take peanut butter off toast, off the toast duty, and stir it into this utterly sublime riff of satay sauce. Oh my goodness me. I mean, don't burn the lights.
No, let's not burn the fairy lights.
No.
I need to get a serving spoon.
She's getting it. Now, the thing about this is, you know when you look at a picture and you think, hang on, the picture looks nothing like what I've created. It actually really looks like the picture, Claire.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a bit
shy. Oh, but you always think that, and then you taste it and it's brilliant. Now, your gorgeous husband may have put this together. Did he enjoy making it?
Hang on, I'll just go back to my mic, otherwise you'll never...
Oh, you'll never hear,
You'll never hear what I say. Oh!
Oh, bless
you. Just need the kitchen cupboard.
Oh, no. bless you.
I would say yes. Thank you, Matt, first of all.
Big up, Matt.
I cannot take credit for that. That's also something that I really like, in that Matt, my husband, doesn't do Slimming Worlds, but he really loves eating the recipes.
Yes,
and I knew as soon as I saw a recipe in there that was peanut butter... He was sold.
He got me.
And he just loves that kind of satay sauce vibe. So it's got the courgettes in there. You know, the carrots have gone nice and crispy. I think there's fennel, and I never knew what to do with fennel.
Fennel's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, so that is what we're going to be having for tea tonight. I might let you try a bit.
Oh, thank you. It's not going to be like when you made me the fishless fish cakes and you blew my head off and I couldn't speak for 3 days.
That was in my last kitchen, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we had to end that episode with hiccups.
And a fire brigade, yes.
I'd like to think that my cooking has improved since then.
Oh, 100% your cooking has changed in the last 6 years, definitely. But do you know what I love about this? This is looks very sumptuous, but again, that is free food, unlimited, speedy food that is going to keep you full, but taste delicious.
Where the joy opened up for me with Slimworld is when I realised how to use spices, because I'd always been someone who'd had food very plain, and it's because I didn't know what to do. I was the type of person who'd just buy salt, pepper and mixed herbs and season all, because I didn't know what the difference was between garam masala and, I don't know, paprika.
And now look at the spice rack.
That's it. So, you know, actually digging into things like Slimworld Kitchen, one of the things that I had learned in the last few months was they have loads of mint.
Yes.
Like they cook mint in a meal. I was like, what? I thought mint was only meant to be in a mojito.
Do you know, it's so interesting because I learned a lot of things about flavouring from the Iceland range because they have the recipes on the back and kind of things I was a bit scared of. It taught me how to do that. But mint is not just for a mojito. It's not just for Christmas, Claire.
No, exactly. Right. So we're going to tuck into this and enjoy this. We will leave you to enjoy the weird nomadic week that is between Christmas and New Year. And you can always catch up on our back catalogue, actually. We have lots of episodes. So if you find yourself kicking heels and you're wanting a bit more inspiration or motivation as you get ready for the next week, want to start your new year with a new, drawing a line, fresh start, then you can go check those out. They're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. They're in the members area if you're already a member. Loads to get into. Next week we're talking real support, I think.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yep. So, we'll get more into that about the support aspects around Slimming World. And in the meantime, you have a great new year and we'll see you very soon.
Bye for now.
Bye.